We've been chatting
Yes.
for a while about all the great things that the Mount Sopris Historical Society is currently doing, has done in the past. And one thing that really stood out to me was all of the partnerships, all of the collaborations that the Mount Sopris Historical Society has cultivated here
Yeah.
in the community. Would you like to mention a few of those?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, I think one of the things that we've done very successfully is forge partnerships, both at the community level, the county level, state level, and even at the federal level. These collaborations have really made it possible for us to realize our mission obligations to the community, either through granting collaborations, i.e., funding that make it possible for us to do programs, and/or through collaborative educational programs.
You mentioned your mission. What is the mission exactly?
Sure. So the mission for the Mount Sopris Historical Society is to preserve and communicate our community's unique Western heritage through informed collection care strategies and engaging educational programs.
For you personally, what role does it serve our community to have a strong foundation in our history?
I think it's invaluable in a variety of ways. One, I think that it's very difficult to know how to navigate your way forward if you don't know where you've come from. And history provides that platform and perspective. And not all history is good history, but it is informative. For that reason, I think it's hugely valuable and instructional.
You had mentioned to me that a really important part of our foundational history is the Ute heritage.
Yeah, so our community's foundational history is rooted in Ute history. The Utes were a nomadic and oral culture, so there isn't a lot of material culture left behind. Also, their culture was, I think, as we know, intended to largely be eradicated by white settlers. And in some ways, that was successfully done with regards to many of the areas throughout Colorado, as so many of the Utes were then forced to live on reservations and be enculturated into the white way of life through schools and basically stripped of their cultural identity and whatnot. But they were the original, I don't want to call them settlers, but they were the original inhabitants of much of the state of Colorado and certainly Carbondale. The group that would have been in Carbondale were the Northern Utes, and they lived here in the summer and spring seasons. And then they would go down valley during the winter seasons. Their culture is inextricably tied to the land. So much of their spiritual philosophy is rooted in their relationship to the land. And again, this is an example where I think history is really important to help us guide our way moving forward. I think there's a lot of traditions that the Utes had with regards to their relationship with the land that we could borrow from right now in terms of protecting our planet and our sustainability going forward, which is, I think, really a relationship based on a recognition that the land is sacred and it feeds us if we care for it spiritually and otherwise. As I had mentioned to you earlier when we were speaking, the Garfield County Board of Commissioners had kindly given us a grant of $10,000 a couple of years ago to go out and do video interviews with our community elders. And one of the people that we were able to do a wonderful interview with was Clifford Duncan, who was the Northern Ute spiritual elder and has since passed away. It will be available on our website, which is MountSoprisHistoricSociety.com, and that's Mount MT. It is part of a program called Your Story is Our History that was funded by Garco County and facilitated in the field by Walter Gallagher of Immigrant Stories.
Wow, what a wonderful resource.
It's really inspiring and rich. And I think one of the things you and I spoke about before about the importance of harvesting these memories and experiences of people that have lived in the valley is that, you know, once they pass, all that information goes with them and you can't get it back. So we're really thrilled about the efforts to date to try and secure and harvest those interviews. And we'd really like to do more of that. And I think you and I just briefly touched on the possibility of a collaboration with KDNK
Yeah, you had mentioned that there's some tapes that were done.
Mary Ferguson actually was one of the original founders of KDNK. And she had, as part of her radio show, she was at that point interviewing her contemporaries. So there is out there in the community a number of recorded interviews on cassettes that we are trying to secure, raise grant money for, to have them repurposed to a digital format to protect the content and then make available to the community. My belief about history is that history isn't was, it is, that it's a continuous stream of events that gives rise to a unique sense of place. To me, it's a fluid thing. You and I are making history right now. We make history every day.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I definitely want to touch on this ballot initiative that's coming up, and we look forward to covering this more thoroughly in the near future. But would you like to introduce it?
I will lead by saying, please vote yes on 1A. That is the name of the ballot. And this is an initiative that, if passed, will create resources for historic societies throughout Garfield County to continue to operate, keep their doors open, and realize their mission obligations. Additionally, it will create resources for local organizations, historic societies, but other organizations to apply for grants. The community, not just the historic society, needs these resources that would be provided by passage of 1A to continue to protect our community's unique sense of place.
Is there anything that you'd like to say about KDNK and the way KDNK can serve the community, has served the community?
KDNK has been just a wonderful community collaborator. I mean, we've done a number of things. When we had Stanley Woodruff, who's the head of the ACLU for the state of Colorado, come and speak, you guys couldn't have been more supportive of that in terms of promoting it and then recording that and thereby making it available to a larger audience than we could have possibly reached. And you guys also attended and recorded the talk that we co-hosted with Pickin Open Spaces and Trails. I just think KDNK is just a tremendous community resource. And you really are emblematic about what this community is all about.
Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank
and
you.
And for coming in and telling us more about Mount Sopris Historical Society.
Thank you.